Pardon me? Steve Shang has joined.
Thank you. At this time, today's call is being recorded. If anyone has any objections, you may disconnect this at this time, and you may begin.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone on today's IRC Working Group call on Monday, the 8th of November. We have Edmund Chung, Andrei Kolesnikov, Jim Galvin, Avery Doria, Owen Smigelski. From staff, we have Julie Headland, Steve Sheng, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. I don't have any apologies noted for today, and if I could please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Julie.
Thank you very much, Gisela. I appreciate that, and thank you and welcome to all. What I'd like to do, actually, Steve Sheng, if it's okay with you, is have you take over, just because I had missed last week's meeting, and also I know that, you know, you've been working on revisions of the report, and we've gotten some additional revisions to the report, so I thought maybe you could help give us a sense of where we stand at this point.
Sure. So, Julie, we for the interim report, we went through two iterations. I circulated a draft, the first draft, about 2 weeks ago, and Steve Metallis, Jeremy Owen, and a couple of other committee members gave some very helpful edits and suggestions. So I incorporated in the second draft, which was discussed at the last meeting. At the last meeting, we also discussed Bob Hutchinson's proposal languages, and we incorporated some of those into the draft. For this draft, we got all the comments I received are very minor editorial comments, which I will incorporate them, which I'll incorporate all of them. So the draft we have, it's not much changed from the last iteration. So that's where we are.
Thank you very much, Steve. That's really helpful. So the comments from, I'm looking at specifically the version I think that Owen had made some changes to, which also I think was edits from Steve Metallis.
Yeah.
And so those are relatively minor, right? So that won't be an issue in incorporating them. That's great. But what did you, where do we want to, how do we want to wrap this up? And I guess I have a question, because I think something that you had mentioned from the last meeting was getting this out for public comment. Is that something that the working group would like to do? You know, and that is putting this out for a formal public comment period prior to Cartagena?
Yeah, this is Aubrey.
Yeah, Aubrey, please go ahead.
I was just to say that seems like a good idea.
That was, I'm sorry, you said that's a good idea?
I said, yeah, sorry, this is Aubrey. I said that you're putting it out for public comment seems like a good idea.
Okay, thank you. I wasn't quite hearing you, but I thought that's what you said. Thank you. Others, what do others think?
Hi, this is Owen. I certainly agree. I have no problems putting something out there earlier, because the more feedback we can get, the better.
And Edmund, does that sound like that would be a good plan? You?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, then let's, maybe I can get a sense of how long we want the comment period to be. I don't know if some of you are aware, typically when we put items out for public comment, and if the public comment period coincides with an ICANN meeting, we generally, I think, try to extend the time a little bit, recognizing that, you know, people are occupied, you know, with other things during the meeting and may not have time during the meeting to pay attention to the comment period. If we were, so, for instance, to put it out, and I don't know how long it will take, Steve, for you to get a final version, and I will take a look at it, too, later this week, then a 30-day period would take us right into the ICANN meeting, and I think we would really want to extend beyond that. Any thoughts on that?
This is Afri again. Are we putting it out translated or just English?
Well, I think that if we, I think we put it out in English, and that's a good question. It will take a little longer to get out if we have to have it translated, of course. And on that, I'm not sure how long that will take, and that depends on how many languages we want to have translated. So I think that's a good thing for this group to discuss.
This is Aubrey again. I think on something that's talking about multilingual support, there's just sort of a rhyme and reason that says maybe translating it is appropriate. Just my two cents. Thanks.
That's a good point. Thank you, Aubrey. Others, what do others think?
So this is Jim. I agree with Aubrey, but how long are we talking about for the translation? I mean, it's just my concern in the time frame is that we're going to put it out for public comment period, but work is going to move on and we're going to continue to progress. I mean, is there an issue with an open comment period and us moving along? I'm just curious if people, you know, think that could be a problem, and also if we wait for the translations, how long would that be, and how long would that set us back?
So, Jim, this is Julie. I don't know how long the translations would take, but my sense is that probably, I would guess, at least a few weeks. I mean, given that part of the difficulty is that there is a deadline of the 15th of November for items to be made available for so anything to be posted for that's going to be under consideration for Cartagena, which is the deadline we're working with here. Some of those items will need to be translated, and so there's I think probably a rush right now to translate some items for Cartagena. We'd be adding that to this, and I you know, it's probably going to be a couple of weeks, I would think, depending on how many languages we wanted. What we could conceivably do, since we want this to, you know, we'll be talking about this in Cartagena, is at least try to see if we could get a relatively quick translation into Spanish. And, you know, of course, request the other translations as well, but they may take longer. And like I said, I would be hesitant to take a guess as to exactly how much time this would take. To answer your second question, I don't think there's any reason we can't continue with our work in the meantime. But, you know, given also the consideration that we'll hopefully get comments that we can then consider as well.
So it sounds like what we would need to do is we could release the English version right away. We could open, I would think, a 60-day comment period, try to get Spanish as quickly as possible with other languages to follow and let people know that other languages will follow. And in the meantime, we continue to progress work, and our presentation in Cartagena might actually be a little different than whatever is released because we will have marched on. Would that be fair to say how this will work out?
Comments from
This is Edmund.
Yeah, go ahead, Edmund, please.
Hi, this is Edmund. I actually quite agree to that. As much as I agree to Avery's point, and the general, idea of having things translated, and personally, and all for that. But I'm also I also think it's probably at that point in this topic and everything really doesn't hurt to try to put out the English version first and try to use a longer comment period, and then once we do have the translations, we could at that point also decide to extend the public comment period as well if the translation would have taken longer than we wanted it to be. Generally, though, I know there is this general concept about trying to have everything ready together. But I think personally, I feel it's okay to have things posted as they become ready. So if you think that Spanish would become ready earlier, I think that should be posted as soon as possible, and that goes along with the English version, sort of the same rhetoric with the English version. What we do want to get a sense of is, what the group feels like in terms of the scope of languages for this to be translated in, and once the sort of final piece of translation is in place, we would probably need to make a decision on how much longer the public comment should run. That's sort of my take on it.
Thank you, Edmund. Comments from others?
Hi, this is Steve. I have a question. How about to? So I'm thinking aloud. How can we get a faster response, given that maybe translation would be a bottleneck? How about we translate the slides for Katahana into like the five UN languages? First, and then we post those slides, with the presentations at the Katahana meeting. While we do the translation, the full translation. So I'm thinking, we have like a shorter version, so that people can immediately see and get a sense of what it's about and what we have discussed.
Oh, well, I can translate it into Russian myself.
Oh, okay.
It's not a big deal. I mean, it's easy.
Okay. I mean, I can translate to Chinese. That's I can do that.
Thank you, Steve. What do others think? I mean, we don't have the slides as yet, but Steve, were you going to try to draft a slide?
Yeah.
Based on the report?
Yeah, probably.
This is Aubrey. I think if we had slides already, I think that would be an interesting idea. I mean, it is an interesting idea, but not having the slides yet and knowing that it would take us a bit to just looking at when past slides have been done, it takes a couple iterations before we have slides, because when you make things shorter and you're doing certain abstractions, then people say, well, that needs to be adjusted, this word needs to be adjusted. So I'm not sure that we would have those quickly. While I tend to argue for, and this just comes out of, working in the UN, where this is the tendency where you start and end with all the languages at the same time, I think as long as you have a common ending date, you can start earlier if you really need the comments as soon as possible and you think that the most relevant comments will come in English, which may or may not be the case. I don't know to what extent the work we're going to continue doing depends on the comments, but I would think that we couldn't really, I mean, if there's other work that we should be doing that's sort of separate track or more detail on particular things, but isn't really totally dependent on the comment we receive, and the comment we receive goes back to the sort of principles work we've done, I don't see how we can do that much with them before we've seen most of them. To sort of say, we'll make all the changes based on the English comments, and then if we get a Spanish or Russian comment, we'll deal with that later, again, is somewhat problematic in the multilingual context. And I know it's something that's difficult, and it does make things take longer. So I just sort of advise caution, but I'm really trying to understand what is the work that we're plunging into next, and how dependent is that work on the comment? Or can we just let the comment period run its course while we, in parallel, do the other work, and then when all the comments are in, we go back?
Thank you, Avery. That's a very good question. I'm interested in the working group members to comment on that. What is the sense of the working group as far as the next steps to continue the work? And I'm reminded of the fact that there was a discussion on the meeting before this last one about also providing a comment with respect to the DAG, the next iteration of the DAG, and I don't believe that's out yet. So, you know, talking about not recommending who is in that next iteration. So anyway, a question out there for the working group is what are the next steps? How does the group want to proceed? Any thoughts?
This is Jim. I guess my only comment, I mean, I don't really object to making the document and stuff available. My only hesitation was when you used, Julie, the word official or formal comment period, because I think that Avery's right. It just feels awkward to me that we are working and, you know, to put out a comment period and then we're going to have to take in these comments and yet we're moving along. I mean, we haven't hit a place where we're ready to pause and then wait for comments that we can deal with them. And the formality of it is what concerns me. I mean, if we could put the stuff out there and let it be known to people that the documents are there and they can comment if they want, that's one thing. But, you know, obligating ourselves when we're trying to move along just seems awkward to me.
That's a good point, Jim, and I think that it's one that we should discuss. Typically, when you put something out for a public comment, you're specifically asking for a comment. I mean, you're formally saying, here's something we did, and there's a preamble that we as staff will have to write to this. I mean, it'll have a little bit of background and so on. But it does have a, you know, we're asking for comments on this report. We can also ask for specific areas that we want comments on within the report. And then typically there's a piece that says what we'll do when we receive those comments and what we'll do with those comments. So it's a fairly formal process, sort of giving people notice that, hey, we've come to a point in our work that we have a product that we'd like you to know about and we'd like you to comment on. Please send us your comments, and here's what we plan to do with them. So it is fairly formal. But I'd be curious for those working within the GNSO, because I've only been initiated and been working with a certain number of documents within the comment period, so I'd be curious as to how others see the process and whether they feel it's that formal. Avery, I know you've got a lot of experience with this, if you'd like to comment.
Sorry, I don't have a comment.
Okay, thank you.
Julie, this is Dave.
Hi.
What I'm trying to recall what we did with the interim report from Fast Flux and what was done with the RAP working group's interim report. Did they actually go out for a formal comment?
Yeah, I don't know, Dave, because I wasn't involved in that.
So I think that there's actually, you know, precedent to be set here. Maybe if we talk to Marika, she's handled so many more of these than we've had to. I'm sure that she, you know, she has the process, you know, pretty clear.
The issue, this is Aubrey, the issue that makes it complicated that may be paused is in all those cases, yes, they went out, interim reports did go out for comments. They only went out in English, but we hadn't yet entered the age of concern on the multilingual aspects. And also, we had a much softer notion of how we ended comment periods, whereas sort of the public participation changes that have been coming down now have gotten much stricter about needing to have a date, though Marika has done really excellent in sort of you know, maneuvering that in various groups where sort of we kept comment periods going until such time as we had gotten all the comments we hoped to get because people were just slow delivering. But to get the comments does seem to take longer, and with this new multilingual push, which I might not have brought up if this group hadn't been about multilingual who is, I know that's not specifically what the group is about, but, you know, it does complicate the issue. So that's, but certainly interim things, that this is not a final report, that this is an interim report, but once you do a comment period, one of the comments that people who are following the ATRT have heard is that, you know, comments are not adequately dealt with. And so going out the comment incurs, whether it's formal or informal or whatever, incurs the obligation to review each comment and sort of say, yep, we considered that, or, you know, and this is what we did about it. Nope, we hadn't considered that. Thank you very much. We will consider it now, and here's what we're going to do, or this is out of scope, and, you know, or whatever. But basically taking each comment as a group and treating it like it's something that's important to us. Thanks.
Thank you, Aubrey.
This is Edmund. Just to, I guess, add to what Aubrey said, I think it really depends on the volume of comments we get. From what I understand, there's in terms of formal and informal, I think this group itself is formally created by GSO and the YesAC. So I think it's somewhat formal. Whatever report we put out would be formal, and I think at the end of the public comment period, I would sort of sorry to put the work on you, Julie, and on staff, but I think staff would be creating a report on the sort of a summary on the comments received, and I guess depending on how much comments we receive, it would either be summarized in terms of lumps into different types of comments, or in fact, it could even well be comment by comment, a summary, and that summary would somewhat end up in not only our conversation, but eventually in the final report in some shape or form. So. And just to add to one more point, I think I generally think it's good to try to get a document, even if it's not translated, or even if it's not, you know, in its best form. But we're not talking about this here. But well before a face-to-face ICANN meeting, so that people have a chance to take a look, and usually during an ICANN meeting, anything that is in a comment period gets slightly little more attention, and that's something we probably should take advantage of. So that sort of adds to what I was suggesting earlier.
Thank you, Edmund. This is Julie. I do want to confirm what you're saying with respect to how the comments are handled. Regardless of how many comments are received, even if it's just a couple or one, if they're relevant comments, the staff does provide a detailed summary of the comments. If there's many, then typically we'll group them according to type or topic. And what we are tasked with is providing the summary, and it'd probably be myself and Steve providing the summary within a matter of a day or two, depending on how many comments are received. It could take longer, of the closing of the public comment period, and that's part of the part of what we're committed to is to move quickly to address the comments. And I think that you're right that they also then would become part of the dialogue in this group, and you know, as to how the group wishes to address them. So that the summary is just sort of a summary and description of what the comments were and categorizing them, but then the follow-on work for the working group would be specifically how to address those comments, and where and when and whatnot, and that's part of what I think Aubrey was speaking to as well. The other thing that I would agree with is that if we do put out even just in English, and perhaps if we can get the Spanish quickly, Spanish translation, and you know, get the public comment period started before Cartagena, then when we will have a scheduled presentation of the interim report, probably on that Thursday during the week, Thursday the 9th, I believe it is, and we will be able to then say this is out there for public comment, encourage people to comment, and so on. And possibly we may have comments that we can, you know, even refer to, you know, that are already up there. But I agree with you, Edmund, that it could get more attention if we've got something out there prior to Cartagena. Any other comments? Jim, you were raising the concern about sort of the formality of this. It is a fairly formal process, you know, and then whether or not the work of this group would continue during the comment period. Now that we've had a little bit more explanation, how does this raise more concerns for you, or what do you think?
No, I think my comment still stands. I think in general, I have a preference for a comment period occurring during a more, you know, quiescent time in the work of the working group, so that we give people the opportunity to really look at the work, and then we take on the action of dealing with the comments. I am concerned about us continuing to progress work while comments are coming in, and then we have to merge those two things. I mean, I'll work with it if that's what people want to do. I guess I'm just calling it out, as it just strikes me as awkward, but I'm not going to stand in the way of the overall process here. I mean, I also understand and appreciate the value of getting public comments. I suspect this work in particular is going to draw some public discussion. At least I would hope so. You know, who is has certainly been an interesting topic in at ICANN for a long time. So, you know, we can choose to just deal with it, and I'm okay with that, or I'm just raising a question to see if there's anyone else who really thinks that it's a big issue and maybe we shouldn't do a comment period because we don't want to deal with that.
This is Aubrey. I think saying we don't want to do comments because we don't want to have to deal with the comments would be a sort of a bad way to say it. And that's why I'm still trying to get clear as to what work, and is the work we're doing dependent on the comments? If it is, I think we should take the time to hear the comments. If it's not, then we should proceed working. I had felt that, and perhaps it was only because we were aiming for a document, that we were no longer making great strides of progress, and that we really were at a point where we needed something beyond this small regular crew to sort of weigh in on some of the issues. So I thought actually that, you know, the comment from the community was something that we actually needed, but that there could be some specific work items that we could pick that were less dependent on the comments. So, you know, I can't say that I've paid close enough attention to know exactly what those work items would be. But otherwise, you know, there's also not a harm if we do decide that, no, all of the work really needs more input, and therefore this group should go into a lull until we get the comments. Not like any of us doesn't have oodles of other things to do. So I think we are at a point. I mean, I said it at the beginning when I agreed, yes, going out for comments is a good thing. I've had the feeling for a while that we're sort of in that wheels turning moment where we're not making that much progress, and that having community buy-in or non-buy-in to what we're doing is important. So I guess I think we need to hear from them.
So this is Jim again. I have a question. Aubrey made me think of something. Is it possible to focus what we want comments on? I mean, I know that to agree rather strongly with what Aubrey said, the four models that we have laid out is an area where I think we really could use some public comment. We really would like to see where the support is and what the community thinks about those four models. At least for me, I would very much like to see that. It would be interesting if we could, I mean, obviously we would release the whole document as far as where we are, but call out that particular section and say, you know, we're especially interested in people's, you know, preferences with respect to those four models. Is that something we can do in this formal process?
This is Julie. Jim, yes. And in fact, it's very helpful for us as staff in writing the announcement that goes along with this document if we do include specific questions that we would like people to address in the comments, rather than simply, you know, saying, here's a report, please comment. I think if we do want to direct attention to specific areas in the report, we really should do that, and I think that we'll likely get better, or I would say maybe more targeted or specific comments if we do that.
So let me say then that I'm actually in favor of a comment period with particular focus on getting comments on the four models.
What do others think? Thanks, Jim. And then that leads me to the other question. Is there, in the meantime, is there, and this is a question that Aubrey had raised as well, is there other work that this group wants to do? Any tasks that are not dependent on the comments? And I guess one thing that came to mind that I mentioned earlier was, do we want to write up a very brief comment that once the comment period is open on the DAG version, whatever it is, and that we would say that, you know, some kind of statement to the effect that that this iteration of the DAG should not include a recommendation for the use of who is.
Well, we still have the other two questions that we haven't finished looking at, right?
That's right. We do have further work there as well. Now, do we want to, and that is, and that's a good question, Jim, do we want to call out comments on those two questions? Are they in the?
For me, I don't think so. I mean, I like this interim report because it's a statement of where we are. I mean, if anything, we might say in the next steps that there are other issues we are still looking at. Should we tell them the issues? My preference would be not to, because I'd like to focus, you know, people's attention on what we've actually done and what we have some consensus around. And you know, this way we can continue to progress work. And to me, that really speaks to all of the issues that I was trying to raise. Thanks.
That's a good point. Thank you, Jim. Leave the report as it stands, ask for specific comments on the four models. But since the comments, we're not asking for comments on those questions we have not yet addressed, we could continue work on this. Does that sound reasonable? Any thoughts?
Hi, this is Owen. I certainly agree that sounds reasonable, but, you know, I'm just curious whether people would want to know, it might actually raise these issues on their own if we don't include what the future action items are that we still have to get to consider. I think a brief mention of that might not be harmful necessarily.
Thank you, Owen. Others? I mean, I guess, Jim, you were saying, I think if I understood you correctly, the opposite, that let's not raise the issues that we're still, you know, that we haven't yet considered, and just leave the report as is. Because I assume, and I haven't read the whole report, I apologize, that right now that report does not raise the items, the questions that this group has not yet addressed. Steve, you can correct me on that, please.
We don't have, we did not list the items yet to be addressed. We only have what we already addressed. So.
Other thoughts? Yes, please, go ahead.
So it seems to me that one of the first things we would start work on, and that would certainly be motivated by the responses we got, but we would do a lot of initial work on, is framing the issues that we think need further work. And you know, and what we're going, what we propose doing further. So, and you know, the time of a comment period goes really rapidly, even if we're waiting for a translation. So, and with the meeting coming on us, and realizing that a week or two before the meeting and a week or two after the meeting, most working groups are, you know, languish at best. I think, you know, there's not all that much time for us to do all that much work if we start the comment period now and we start to look at what we think the next steps are and the next work we have to do and start getting that framed. I think before we know it, we'll have comments to deal with.
Thank you, Aubrey. And I think you're right, too, that, I mean, if this is, as we hope, a hot topic, you know, we may be getting comments right away, and, you know, and in the way, you know, it depends on, of course, how long we want the comment period to go, and that depends on how soon I think we can get translation. So I can send out an inquiry today and see if I can get a sense of that, and then that could drive the calendar for the comment period. I mean, that being said, I mean, we can release English as soon as it's ready, but we'd want to have the comment period extended long enough so that once we release, you know, once we post the other translations, that there'd be plenty of time for others to comment on them. I saw other thoughts on whether or not Owen has suggested it might be helpful to include the issues not yet addressed, sort of setting them up. But I think Aubrey has noted that, you know, maybe we're not really ready to say exactly what those are because our next step of work could be framing those issues and getting a better handle on them. So we might want to wait.
Well, this is Owen. If we don't do that, then we certainly want to make sure that it's clear in the interim report that this is just, you know, just that, an interim report, and there are still other issues and problems to be considered by the working group.
I can do that.
Yeah, because you certainly don't want people thinking that this is some sort of final report and there's no further work to be done, and let them pour in with all sorts of complaints and comments about items not in the report that they perceive should be in there.
This is Aubrey. I think that's right, and I think what Jim said earlier is also right, that, you know, we really are looking for feedback on the four models and what people think. And, you know, perhaps even leaving the door open to those commenting on, you know, whether they have opinions about what other things we should be working on. I mean, the whole notion of the, you know, bottom-up community driving our work, this is one of those opportunities. So, you know, they may read our four models and come up with a suggestion of something we need to consider that because we've all been so close to it has slipped our minds, you know, and that could be a good thing. So I don't think we should take the time to create the list of the future work at this point. We've seen how many iterations we take on wordsmithing, even though it's people who are largely in agreement, but still have different, you know, intentions on the nuance, and that would just slow things down. So basically, to perhaps put in an italic section, you know, the future work is currently being discussed and is very dependent on, you know, which models are actually adopted, et cetera, and leave it at that. Thanks.
Thank you, Aubrey. Other thoughts? So this is all very helpful. What I'm hearing is that we can prepare a public comment. We'll prepare the English version as quickly as we can. I can take a stab at doing an announcement. Typically, there's two pieces. There's the announcement that gets posted on the main ICANN webpage, also the text, which is largely similar, that gets posted in the forum. But what I'd like to do is do a draft of that text and send it around to the working group to make sure that we've framed the questions appropriately, and if there's anything that we've forgotten, just so that we can have a sanity check on what we're saying before it gets posted. And certainly would appreciate your comments and suggestions for improving the announcement. And I think that, and of course, in the meantime, I will contact our translations department and get a sense of how soon they might be able to translate into the UN languages and give precedence to the Spanish being prepared as soon as possible, since we are leading up to Cartagena. And then I guess my next question is, we do want to, you know, try to frame the issues for follow-on work. Then with that in mind, I'm wondering, do we want to continue with weekly meetings? Do we want to go back to bi-weekly meetings? And if that's the case, then we really only have one. If we go to bi-weekly meetings, we have only one more meeting prior to Cartagena. That would be on the 22nd.
Mr. Edmund, I wanted to ask something. I probably should know this, but I really apologize. What is the plan in Cartagena? Are we doing a public session at all, or we're just doing a work group session?
We are doing two things, Edmund. This is Julie. We have a time slot scheduled, I think, for half an hour. I don't know exactly when it will occur yet, to provide a short briefing on the interim report to the GNSO Council during its working sessions on the weekend. That'll be either Saturday or Sunday, I think. Actually, I don't remember. I don't know exactly when that will be scheduled, but hopefully we'll know soon. And there's also a public session that we will have to discuss the interim report probably sometime on Thursday morning. The final schedule has not been determined on that. There's actually a separate there's also a session on who is issues that Steve Shang is working on, and what we're trying to do is schedule, if we can, the interim report discussion public session back to back with the who is session, and maybe give 45 minutes apiece to each of those topics. So we'll have an opportunity then to engage the public in a public session.
So there are really three sessions that sort of are relevant.
Yeah, that's correct. Because there's and Steve Shang, can you remind me what is the who is session going to be about that that you were working on, I think, with Francisco and others?
Sure. So what we'll be working on is as ICANN technical staff to think about the evolution of the WHOIS service. One of the things the staff has identified or summarized from previous reports is some of the deficiencies with the current protocol. And then we also did an analysis of the three alternatives that we have considered. So one alternative is extending the WHOIS protocol. So for example, you know, one of those issues might be relevant to this working group is how extending the WHOIS protocol can accommodate internationalization. But there are other deficiencies with the protocol that we seek to address. The other is an analysis of gradually migrating to IRIS. What are the pros and cons for that? And the third option is analysis of gradually migrating to RESTful WHOIS. That's the kind of the latest service provided by some RIRs. So we identified some of the deficiencies, and then we considered three alternatives, and we did a preliminary analysis that we're going to present. And the goal of the session is to gather feedback to see, you know, have we correctly identified those issues? You know, are there any other alternatives and models that we have not considered but should be considering? Is our analysis correct? Makes sense? So I think that's what the session is roughly going to be about.
Thank you, Steve. Any questions?
Okay. It's generally speaking, though, it seems to me that bi-weekly, I mean, just one more meeting for us to prepare for something that's probably okay. I don't know if others, what others feel. But I have a separate question after this.
Thank you, Edmund.
In terms of,
go ahead.
No, just open up to other people, whether people feel that we would need a meeting rather than just follow up schedule. Knowing that we have only one more meeting before.
Thank you, Edmund. What do others think? You just have one more meeting on the 22nd to kind of wrap up any final preparations, discuss, for instance, slides, because we can get can try to get then, I guess, as a next action item, some slides using the report as a guide, give the working group a chance to review the slides, and then perhaps have a discussion of any final changes on them on the 22nd. That might be an option. What do people think?
This is Jim, and I would be in favor of that. I'd very much like to see the slides a little sooner this time than we did last time for Brussels.
Thanks, Jim. We can certainly try to do that. Other thoughts?
Sabri, works for me.
And Edmund, does that sound good to you? Then we can have one more.
Yeah. So I guess it seems like it's, you know, we're comfortable going forward with the planned schedule and have one more. I have a separate item. I understand again, I probably should have recognized this well before, but with the sort of the draft schedule out for the new GCLDs and stuff, I've been paying a little more attention to the newer draft of applicant guidebook. I was just wondering what the relevance there is and there would be in terms of our work here, and what is in the applicant guidebook. I especially sort of draw the attention to I actually see some information about data escrow requirements pertaining IDN registrations for new GCLDs, and because they sort of touch on the type of data that needs to be collected by registries, I think it seems to me that it has some implications to what we're working on. So I was wondering if Julie, yourself, or Steve, or somebody from staff could give an update on that, and but not necessarily now, but take a look into it and see if, you know, what if any are the implications on our discussion on the topic.
Hi, Edmund. This is Steve. I think Francisco worked on the data escrow program, so he's also one of the staff supporting this working group, I guess. So I guess we can try to ask him to be on a call sometime next call and then talk about the data escrow.
Sure. Not necessarily, you know, but just get some information, maybe yourself or Julie, to get some information. Not only that, I'm not, you know, I guess nobody could probably say they're totally familiar with such a long document, but perhaps a some sort of check through different aspects of which to see if there's any relevance on what we're working on would be useful as well.
Okay. It would be very helpful if you can...
What I did email is the escrow part where it defines some IDN parameters and IDN variants and stuff, which it seems to me at this point it's a little bit different from what we've discussed, but... otherwise, I, you know, that's really the area I think would be useful to get some updates from staff on, so that we don't duplicate work, or, you know, we don't create work that's conflicting with things that are moving forward.
Okay, I will check with Francisco on that. Thanks.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks, and thanks for offering to check with Francisco, because this is a topic area I'm not real familiar with, so and I'm sure he's more knowledgeable in that area. So just to summarize from today, action items for staff, I'll work on an announcement and the information for the public forum box and send around something I would say in the next day or two. To the working group members to take a look at, and I'll also ask about translation and how quickly we might be able to get that started as well to help inform us as to the length for the public comment period. Steve, if you could incorporate the final changes into the report and send it to me, I'll take a look at it as well to get it finalized.
Sure. I can do that today.
Great, thanks. And then if you would you be able to take a first cut at some slides based on the report?
I think. Sure. How many slides do we want?
I don't think we want too many. I think the period of time, we probably only really want to talk for maybe on the slides for maybe, I would say, maybe 15 or 20 minutes and then allow the balance of time. For the GNSO Council, I think we have 30 minutes scheduled. For the public session, we have 45 minutes scheduled, but I think what we really want to do is try to focus on, you know, sort of the main points and give over much of the time to discussion.
Okay, that's fine. So probably 10 to 15 slides. 10
yeah, I'd say even closer to 10.
Okay.
And you'll have a sense of whether or not the material really lends itself to being that short. We don't want to cut out the main.
Sure.
You can always start longer and cut back, too.
Sure, that's true.
Thank you. And I do have a question for you, Edmund. Certainly staff can give the presentation to the GNSO Council, but I didn't know if you were planning on being in Cartagena and whether or not you would like to give the presentation for at the GNSO Council meeting. And I can find out exactly very soon, I think. We'll know exactly when it's scheduled, but it's either Saturday or Sunday.
I'm happy to do it. I do plan to be in Cartagena.
Okay. Well, I'll let you know as soon as we get the schedule finalized. I'll check with Glenda Saint-Jury because I think she's been tracking that. And of course, both Steve and I will be there to assist you as well. Great. Thank you. And then our next meeting, just as a reminder, will be on the 22nd at this same time. And we can do we'll have the slides out before then as soon as we can and give everybody a chance to look at them and comment on them prior to the next meeting. And then Steve Sheng has agreed to check with Francisco on issues relating to, say, data escrow and ID invariance with the new GTLD process. Is there anything else that I've missed? Then I want to thank everyone. It's about a minute after the hour, so thank you for taking the time today, and I hope you all have a good morning, afternoon, or evening. Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.